Things change at the edges, someone said on the bus. I think that farther inland there is something, some nothing. It's not necessarily good, its edge, even the universe must have one. Someone wants maps to show only the coast, where the real edges are, the real meetings. The unexpected closeness of underway travellers, 3 foot passengers, 2 port staff, it feels like we know each other, the echo fluorescent waiting space. At the start, I learn that ferries and spaceships vibrate at the frequency of autistic peace, that cutlery shudders in canteen drawers like the sound of a Lego Millennium Falcon's downfall. We're here. If you arrive by sea in the dark, you must wait for the town to assemble itself, piece by piece with the sunrise, hatching from little streetlight eggs into silent houses that themselves will hatch into people, like the start of Under Milkwood, like being caught in the enchanted tree at switching time. I arrive by sea in the dark, in the sweet, wet, almost touchable smell of old trees. The town is silent, deserted apart from rumbling trucks, my shipmates, apart from two people screaming at each other somewhere nearby. I will find things here that I miss from home, like conkers, nettles, nettle stings, blackberries, holly, colonial decay, sloes, which my father, who has Irish names for some things but doesn't know that he's speaking Irish, calls hurts, clover, those neatly terraced seaside houses with bay windows, a particular kind of path, brambles, train tracks, double yellow lines, pillar post boxes, painted red instead of green but the same, magpies, a particular kind of hill, a particular kind of mud, a particular kind of wall, a particular kind of military fort, because we did this before you, then painted it green, tore up rail tracks, tried to let the footprints of empire fade in the sand, let the footprints of empire into the water. I know these bittersweet silhouettes. I know these bricks, these windows, these buildings, these walls. I know how to sneak into their bones. They are not as long dead here, but dead all the same. Near my home are 3 forts exactly like this. In one, children play with cannons. Another is ruined. Another a museum. We make films in them. We make money from them. We're not sure about them, but the views are magnificent. We like to rename them. Sometimes on the map, the roads don't even show up. A family lives in the tower on top of which is the only gun that fired on the German fighters. All of this means more than it did when I started, now that we are naming gunpowder again. An old man screams at his runaway dogs, still genteel, and I approach the port from the beach, but the gates are closed. I approach the port from the hill, the ornate main entrance between the ruined gatehouse and the pristine one. I approach the turns I might not be meant to take, the beaten path, the low chain fence, the wasteland, the paths behind ruined buildings and pristine ones, the long straight road with the high wire gate, the sign saying MOD keep out, my accent, my mouth sealed shut with wet sand, the signs, max trench width, home of interclamp, I love you, Kelly. I love you, MOD. Beware marine security searches. 2 men in a shed at the very back where paths end in piles of old cars and brambles. That's the pickling pond over there, they tell me. This is as close as I get. I can't see if it's gone. They filled it in, the men say. I'm not sure if the grey hill I see in the distance is what they mean. I am trying all the turns. I am finding all the gates. I am exploring like a gas, touching all the space that I can. I am retracing my steps in the crystal sun. The sand in my mouth is turning to airy dust. I am feeling my way up a path slippery with leaves. I am deciding to take the left fork. I am deciding to take the right fork. I am stumbling out of the undergrowth to find a fire engine in a lane. I am tiptoeing under the motorway bridge to the water's edge. I am teetering on the edge of the last step before dropping onto the gravel beach. I am falling hard on my hip on smooth, wet rocks and daring an unknown tide. I am saying hello in as unaccented a way as I can. I am huffing across the golf course. I am meeting the same small roundabout too many times. I am tracing each road in the grid of town. I am passing another church. I am passing another closed shop. I am hiding my newsagent sandwich from seagulls' mouths. I am accidentally in the back of an industrial estate. I am on purpose in the wasteland behind the train station. I am high up behind the houses. I am jumping into the road from a small hill. I am finding the port at the start and end of all roads. The haunted scaffold red brick, monstrous in the dark, is more like Thomas the Tank Engine's house in daylight. I am leaving. And Brexit will not cut my phone off much longer. Was this that mythical island, the one you made up?